Swaraji and the whole combined asked Gandhiji, they will throw the whole responsibility on you. You try to evolve some way. How we can go onward, what about independent and divine. Gandhi took. Then for some time he's thinking and thinking. Once Rabindranath met him and asked him, what are you thinking? The whole responsibility of the Congress is now with you. Yes, I am thinking furiously, Gandhi answered. Rabindranath, in a taunting tone, at least it seemed to me, he expressed to a newspaper reporter. I saw him and asked, the whole responsibility of the National Congress is with you. Now, what are you thinking? He answered, I am thinking furiously. But afterwards, he came with that Laman Satyagraha, the salt, disobedience of the salt law, salt act. He came with that. And he wrote a letter to Lord Arvind, who was the Viceroy at that time. Poor man's salt. So please withdraw the tax from that. Because the poorest people, they are also compelled to use some salt. So taxation on that salt should be withdrawn. This is I implore to you. If you don't do that, then I will be compelled to disobey that law. Arvind did not care for that. Perhaps the instruction was there from the Privy Council. Then Gandhi began from his ashram. He went towards some Dandi, a seashore place, where he would begin the disobedience of the Salt Act. When he was going, about 75 or so in the back, marching, walking, not using any conveyance, but they're in a party, they are marching, and 3 or 4 days from that place here, and chatting and talking, and cheerful heart, marching, a merry-making party, something like. Then there began that disobedience to the salt law. Began to make salt purification and distribute them to the others. At that time, Gandhi told, when merry-making he is going to the jaw of death, then what are you thinking? Well, I am thinking in a few days when I shall begin this work, the whole India will shiver like earthquake. If you have a few days more, the whole India will shiver as an earthquake. The whole nation will be like the stormy sea. And that was done. At that time I have left the Congress. I am in Gauriya Mata. I was in Madras at that time. But I felt that the whole what he told Nayana, I had faith in him that what he says, it will be affected. And gradually that way began to come. The whole country was in fire. But he foretold it in a very sober brain. The whole nation will come to a stormy wave, and it was. But when he pronounced this, a very sober, sound, and soft-hearted man, but he could foresee the furiousness. And now, then I thought, why he told to Rabindranath, I am thinking furiously. That is, the furious things will come into existence very soon. In that layer I am thinking in a such a layer that furiousness will be all around. And that was. So thought, in a very sober and soft thing it may be, the idea. And gradually when it takes the figure action, it comes in the active field, it is maybe very dreadful. The play of the fundamental. So, it is able to fight with the concrete, the iron walls. Hegel Sahib says that everything in the beginning it is an idea.
Right.
Only an idea, small idea.
He says that the idea is the seed to a revolution.
Idea is developing into a huge force. Right. Huge force comes in the plane of action. Huge force. So, I was stuck thinking that is not to be neglected.
Right.
That is the seed of all iron concrete.
Yes, sir.
Fineness not to be ignored or neglected. Mm. The fine things, the cause is fine, and the effect is concrete. Hare Krishna.
Somebody said, Maharaj, that an idea is the seed to a revolution, and it is the time which separates the idea from action. Like even in Prabhupada, when he was in New York and he was sitting in a park, there was one gentleman who asked him, what are you doing? And Prabhupada gave the whole explanation, I have so many buildings, so many temples, so many books are being distributed. And that was years before it actually started.
Beginning what started, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, in a lonely park with kartal in his hand, he started Sri Krishna Chaitanya Hare Krishna Hare.
Exactly.
That started.
Yes.
And within 10 or 15 years, how huge shape it has been taken in the world. Hare Krishna. Backed by the universal will.
Yes.
Universal will was in favor, and it advanced like anything. In Devi Chaudharani, have you read Bankim's Devi?
Little bit, yes. Yes, little bit, I know the story.
Devi Chaudharani, according to Bankim, that character he depicted in the line of Karma Yogi.
Yes.
Jnana Yogi is Sitaram, Karma Yogi is Devi Chaudharani, and Bhakti Yogi in Ananda Math. Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga externally is ordinary, beautiful man, but internally he is connected with the infinite. Devi Chaudhari, and that happens sometimes as miraculous. Devi Chodran, when in a Vajra, long ago I read, but I remember the idea, in a Vajra, he is finding, he has come to his father-in-law. His husband came for some loan, a big loan, to save his state. And she was a leader of the dacoit party, the Swadeshi dacoit. And anyhow, she gave it to her husband, Bajanath, her son. And that state was saved. Then, her father-in-law, Bajanath's father, he took a very treacherous step. And he managed to, with the present British government, that this dacoit, the Devi Chodran, she may be handed over to the government. And it was managed that way. And Devi Chodran was requested to meet in a particular place to take the rupee in some plea through her husband. And she had her spies. She could know beforehand that her father-in-law is trying to hand over to the police. But still she, because she gave her word in that moment, in that place, she came. She came with a risk. Then the police also was informed, and they are also coming to catch her. And she was thinking, and perhaps the fight is going on with her men
and the police,
in the river, and she is on the roof of the that was what is known that Barga, the higher type of boat. What is the name?
Yacht?
No. It is a square boat of developed type. No. So she is on the roof of that type of Vajra.
Yeah, Vajra.
Vajra. And she is looking at the sky and could read, seeing the clouds and the position, that very soon a storm is coming. She could detect. And she accordingly ordered the Vajra men, "Be ready. Be ready. I will, as soon as I will ask you to start towards this direction, you will be ready. You will check the anchor, all these things, to start this direction." And there, so, and at that time, the European police superintendent, perhaps he has entered into the Barga in the lower story. And suddenly the anchors were all taken on, and she gave the order to start this direction. And Vajra began to run in such a speed helped by the storm, or storm also came immediately. They said that the European inspector, he was cut up from his forces and he was captive there. He was taken in and the Vajra flew away with the help of the storm. So they have got some power to read the nature. The nature, the genius, they can read the nature and take advantage of it. That is all arrangement, divine arrangement, something like that. But they can detect. Leaders, exceptionally gifted persons, they can read things from the environment and accordingly they begin their activity and attains an extraordinary success in their life. So Swami Maharaj only began with the jingling of Katha, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, not long before. And that was an abstract, something abstract, a small thing. Oh, Gaudhari Bhoga. Everything is such. But this is another thing, creation, sustenance, and destruction. But what we are talking, we are concerned with, that is a permanent thing, Nitya Leela. Nitya Leela. I was told that some gentleman, he was, did you meet this here doctor? Here, Nampi. There is a doctor here, Siddha Vaishnava.
Siddha Vaishnava?
Siddha Vaishnava doctor, a disciple of Tinkari Goswami.
Bhaumik.
Bhaumik. Did you meet Bhaumik doctor here?
No, I don't know his address. I don't know his address.
No, I haven't met him anymore.
No.
He hasn't met him.
Kale Atreya. Dr. Bhaumik told me one day that one Mahamarin gentleman joined his com.
Oh, yes.
And he came to me.
You must have.
In 75.
I asked him, why have you joined this mission? He told that from my childhood, I had some mania to read religious books of different schools. And I did so. But when I came to read the Indian philosophy, Indian religion, then so many Purans, so many things, Veda and other things, gave me such a great impression that here it is mentioned about the time and space infinitely greater than other religious books have mentioned about the time and space. Time and space. Kuli, Satya Teta Dapar Kuli, and then Manu, this Indra and Manu, Chaturdash Muni, then the time of Brahma, then again so many Brahmas go vanishes. So in this way, and so many Brahmando, they are floating like so many mustard seed in the ocean. The idea of the space and time, the idea has been related here so in such a great magnitude that it attracted me to us. That this must be the ancient and the most graphic, spacious, all accommodating. So some special faith came in Hinduism. And then when I came in connection with Swami Maharaj, it was easy for me to accept, to come. You told?
Yes. I had some sick. He came to the temple.
Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gauri Bol, Gauri Bol. Hey, once Aurobindo asked his disciple, one of his disciples, from Pondicherry, a guest from Mahabharata for me. But he neglected. When he met him in Pondicherry from Calcutta, Aurobindo inquired, have you taken the Mahabharata material? No, no, I have not. Why? What did Mahabharata do? There are so many impossible stories are mentioned there. What is the necessity for you to, for Mahabharata? There is a picture there that the earth is on the kona, is
on the hood.
On the hood of the serpent, huge serpent, Anantadev, like a mustard seed. All these fables are written there. Why do you ignore this? The Anantadev, that means total force. You may take it as total force and over it the earth is standing. So you have to understand the way, the meaning, proper meaning in a proper way, then everything is all right. He told like that.
He's a Gyani one.
He's a Gyani. He follows, I think, that Hegelian theory, Panentheism. Is not like Shankara. He differs from Shankara. He says the mukti is the last snare of Maya. I read it in his Uttarpara speech before joining Gauriya Math, that book, Uttarpara speech. There he wrote, he delivered a lecture. Mukti is the last snare of Maya, that is his right. Then Vasudev conception, and also he refers from Ramakrishna Mission, he says that Kamini Kanchan, Kanchan we must not avoid, but as a trustee we must deal with Kanak, the money, as a trustee. Not as an enjoyer or owner, but as a trustee. He differs from them in this way.
But in one state,
he's a worshipper of Vasudev.
Is he?
And,
because in one book I was reading, I was in a library of a doctor, and he was saying that we can all become gopikas also. And Chandra, he was specifically mentioning Chandravali's name.
He is Chandravali.
No, not he is Chandravali. We can become like him. We should.
The opposition party.
I don't know why he picked on particularly the name of Chandravali.
Chandravali, the opposition party leader. And he becoming she may enter the group of Chandravali. But cannot become Chandravali himself.
That is the point.
Most nasty thing,
yes,
which I heard from his name, that he has now realized a position which is greater than Krishna.
Yes.
I heard from some source.
And Srila Prabhupada told
me. I hate him.
Srila Prabhupada.
I had some respect for him in the beginning, but when this sound entered my ear. That he is now in a very higher position than that of Krishna.
Yes.
He's a Mayavadi in the heart.
His disciples. Is more than Mayavadi.
Yeah, his disciples say that.
More than Mayavadi.
Yes.
Greater than Krishna.
Yes.
Brahma sadhijya hai te isya sadhijya uriko dhikka. Half truth is more dangerous than falsehood.
Right. Yes.
He admits Krishna, Vasudev, all these things. Now he has become greater than is the path of madness, insanity.
Prabhupada used to say that his intelligence was stolen by that woman. Later,
maybe.
Yes. Initially,
when I was in Madras, I was told by a person there, 1931 perhaps, there was one Mr. Calvi of Pondicherry. He had a house in Madras city. We were visiting so many persons, and one day I entered his house for begging, for collection purpose. Then, in our discussion, the topics of Aurobindo also came. Then he told that Aurobindo is mine. It's in his house, hired house. Client, not client, but...
Tenant.
Tenant. Aurobindo is my tenant. I have got few houses there. And he has had one house, he is my tenant, I know about him. But he was a scholar, he had good name, but now a very bad reputation is spread in the locality. And what is that? That French lady has captured him. And many bad remarks are running against him with the lady. I slightly protested. That such a big person may not come so low, but perhaps the closer devotional relation has given birth to such a evil remark. I can't believe that he has degraded to such a position. But he said, no, it is the bad reputation, and many have detected of these things that he told me. At that time. Maybe. Maybe. It is mentioned somewhere in Bhagavad. Hara bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Manurathi nashati. He may be master of many attributes of the world. But if there is absence of real devotion, a drop, then we can't rely. Any moment he may fall. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatta kinchana sarvai gunaistattra samasati sula harava bhaktasya kutu mahad guna manorathi nasati dhavatu vahi. Not reliable who are devoid of that highest type of thing, at least a bit, cannot be reliant. Any moment, the other qualities may deceive him, may cheat him any moment. But if there is real basis of Hari Bhakti, a slight, a drop of devotion, faith towards the Absolute, the all other gods with their qualification, sure to remain there. Because he has got the grace of the highest. So, and if that is absent, they can any moment may fly away, may deceive him. Harava bhaktasya kutu muhatuna. No guarantee. Then when the entity that will give guarantee, he is absent. So, all fickle. Harava bhaktasya kutu mahadguna manurathi nasati dhavatu. Gaur hari gaur. So I am under deplorable condition. Can't remember so many familiar slokas. Words there, I can't remember. Look at my position, helpless position. This vajra, this rope, when you saw conversant, which can't remember. Words, appropriate words, can't remember.
Well, naturally, if you try, you can surely remember. But you're just giving us a chance.
Giving us some savour.
Savour to just go on.
Of course, the very such very thing we saw in our Guru Maharaj also. Still, he was only 63. Still, he had to remember something, and we had to help him by taking this look just before he was searching for. But in that case, now above 80, 86, can remember something by His grace. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. Because He wanted me to speak something to the Western civilized person. And because Swami Maharaj repeatedly requested me to look after the person He is taking here. So perhaps I am spared. I think like that.
Yes.
I am spared for the purpose. Anyhow, I am also doing my duty with that idea. I should have not lived so long. Lord, I am spared. My life is spared. Only for this purpose. So, anyhow, though very much tired, still I try to attend somewhat what I can. Try my utmost. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Mukam Karoti Vachalam, Pangungulam Hayati Girim, Yatki Vatam Hamabandi Paravam Bhavam, Sri Gurum Dino Dharam, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Pew! Pew! I just want to know. I also say that I am too old. My hands are shivering, can't write, can't see well, still I am. Still I am writing.
Yes.
Don't know.
Yeah,
I see this old age. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai.
শুধু একটা শার্ট পরেই থাকবো।
হ্যাঁ, এটাই হবে। ভারতীয় ট্যাং দিতে পারো, নিমাই ওই উত্তরীয় ট্যাংয়ে দাও, সেই চেরাগান থাকবে ভালো। So you have to start for Calcutta today after taking Prasadam?
Yes, Maharaj. But I was planning, yes. Abhimanyu was making much problem for my coming this time.
He wants to come here.
Yes, so I promised him that his school is closing on the 18th. So after that, and even his mother has been troubling me very much.
Coming here to stay for some time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Once a friend of mine, Maharaj, he asked me one question.
Yes.
And that was, he said, why does Krishna, does Krishna need our love? First was his question. And why does Krishna need our love?
We are already, already within the boundary of Krishna. And nothing can have its existence
independent.
No independent existence is possible with anything.
Yes.
So we are within His connection. Then what connection with Him we shall have?
Wonderful.
He is the Lord of love.
Yes.
Some connection. And what sort of connection? That the affection or Automatic.
Beautiful.
Automatic.
This is wonderful. Yeah. Yes.
সর্বং জগৎ ভক্তমূর্তি না, ভক্তমূর্তি না আর ভক্তমূর্তি না, দুটাই মৎসানি সর্বভূতান still no jaham, no, no, this shavasthitam. It is my peculiar mystic position. Though I am everywhere, they cannot feel me. And also if I will, they can feel me.
I heard that...
Pushtume yogamaisharam, the peculiar mystic position, try to understand what am I. What is my position in the world? It is a very peculiar thing. I am everywhere, I am nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me. Pushtume yogam, that warning is there. Pushtume yogam isharam. Please try to understand.
Navadvi.
Navadvi.
Navadvi Prabhu.
Come alone.
It's my wife.
She has also come. Pushtume yogam isharam. The peculiar position, the mystic position, what I have, my relation with the extraordinary world. Try to understand. Try to understand. Asanda
is
Asanda. Hari Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Achinta Bhedabhed. Mahaprabhu's general remark about this world. What is the position between oneness, unity and diversity? And the one general law is this, achinta bheda, bhed adhvida. Something common, something different. And the line of demarcation is in my hand, so inconceivable to you. Simultaneous distinction and non-distinction with anything and everything. They are also in such position, I am also in such position with them. Simultaneous distinction and non-distinction. That is my peculiar position, and others also. By my will. My will is everything. Let there be water, there was water. Let there be fire, there was fire. Will, sankalpa. Sankalpa. If we go to trace the cause, otherwise it is eternal. One phase is eternal. And about this phase, this world of creation, this is to be applied. And sometimes it was so subtle that it would not be traceable. But by some very subtle power it began to evolve, evolution began. And so many things came out, just as a big tree coming from this seed. A small seed is producing a big tree, something like that. And again entering. Asatu ma sadhyamaya, tamasu ma jyotirkamaya. Non-existent, then again existent. Manu Sanghita just began with this. Manu is sitting and some rishis approaching him, asking the question, please advise about our duties. Then Manu came out with this advice. What is dharma? You want to know. Vidyadbhi sevita sadbhi nittam addesha rajibhi hridaye nabhanu gyatu jo dharmastam nirodhata. Vidyadbhi sevita. What is accepted, what is served by the Vidyat means Vedavit, who is well versed in the Vedic knowledge. Ordinary knowledge has no place, because it is in the illusory illusory sphere. Misunderstanding, misconception. So, any statement sprung up from this plane of misconception, that cannot be accepted as evidence, pramanam. So, Vedavit, who are well versed in the knowledge that is extended from above, which is free from misconception, who has got that knowledge, that revealed knowledge, which is coming, which is being extended from upper side, beyond the jurisdiction of this misunderstanding, that is the standard knowledge, Vidya, and what they accept and they practice, who is conversant with that Vedic knowledge, revealed truth. Vidya Vishrevita, Sadvi, and the sadhus. Sadhus, that is honest, innocent men that have got no aspiration here, they practice as the nittam addesharadhi. And what will be the sign, the nature of the sadhu, the definition? Addesharaga, who has got neither any liking nor any disliking for this, for anything in this world. Who has been balanced? Not prejudice, no prejudice. No prejudice, either in the positive or in the negative side, of any achievement of this world. So they are sadhu. Nittam addesha rajam. Arhidayena bhanu gyato. And also, the inner heart will approve. You must have verification from the innermost feeling of your heart. That is dharma. That should be considered as the real conception of duty. Then he comes to āśīdhidam tamo bhūtaṁ aprāgyātam adokkhanam apratakkam abhigyayam pasuttam iva sarvata. Suddenly jumped to the stage just before creation. Āśīdhidam tamo bhūtaṁ. In the former preliminary stage, this world was like covered with darkness, dense darkness that was in existence past. Tamo bhūtaṁ, apragyātaṁ, and no knowledge about it was possible. Apragyātaṁ alokkhanam, no sign one could read it from it that he will produce some opinion, give pass some opinion. If we get some symptoms, then on the basis of that we can pass some opinion. This is this is that. But no symptom. Alokkhanam, apratarkya. And so, no argument was possible. So all darkness, dense darkness, the argument is not possible, whether this is this or that is that. No basis of any argument also, apartarkya. This Vedanta, the Sankhya, the Patanjali, they will come with their logic, theistic or atheistic logic. The logician has got no place at that time. No foundation. Apratarkya, mabhigyayam. And the scientist, they has got also not to continue or begin their experiment with this and that. Pushumukta Miva Sadvasa, only one example I may give to you, that of a sound sleep. That is the type of a sound sleep, you may think it like that. In the beginning, the stage of the whole world as may be compared with the sound sleep. Prasupta Miva Sadvata, all in deep slumber. Patasayam Hood Bhagavan. Then from within, the light came. Bhagavan Narayan. In this way he is beginning. Now the commentators have raised the question. The rishis came to know that advices about their duties. And the Manu went to to the beginning. The beginning, before this creation, what is the necessity? You just say that this is your duty, this is your duty, and that's it. But he went to the root of the creation. This is unnecessary.